In 1976, Anne Rice first exploded onto the scene with Interview with the Vampire. 40 years and 13 vampire chronicles later, Anne Rice is still telling us the tales of the immortal vampire Lestat. She does so in the brand new novel Prince Lestat and the Realms of Atlantis. She has always been intrigued by the legend of Atlantis and thought, what if I could somehow combine Atlantis with Lestat and the vampires? The result is the new novel, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Anne Rice to the roundtable this morning. Anne, thank you very much for being with us.
I'm delighted.
I'll ask you the question that probably is most on people's minds. How did Lestat end up in Atlantis?
Well, I'm not sure he does end up in Atlantis, but Atlantis ends up in this book with Lestat, is what happens. And Atlantis, the lost kingdom of Atlantis, that becomes part of the story of the vampires in a unique way that involves a great illumination for them in the novel and also a huge threat to them in the novel.
Is Atlantis something you had always wanted to write about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been for years haunted by the whole story of Atlantis and had read many books on the subject, nonfiction, fiction, books by channelers like Edgar Cayce, Ruth Montgomery, etc. And I wanted to do an Atlantis novel and tried to do it and had a lot of material. It didn't work, didn't come together. And then I thought of uniting it with the vampires and everything clicked. Everything clicked. It proved to be the very perfect thing that I needed for this new novel with Lestat, and it proved to be the very thing I needed to get my vision of Atlantis into the creative realm of my work.
How soon do you know? For example, when you were working on the original Atlantis novel, how soon did you know that it wasn't working, and how soon in this case did you know that it was?
Well, I knew right away that it wasn't finished. I just couldn't bring it all. I couldn't complete it. I had pieces that worked on their own, but they didn't make up a novel. And I had the material lying around for about 3 years. And what happened on this was, as soon as I thought of connecting it with Lestat and saw what seemed to me to be a perfect connection, everything caught fire. And I went through and immediately poured my heart into rewriting all that Atlantis material in this new Lestat story, and I knew very quickly, I'd say within the first 100 pages, that it was working beyond my expectation.
Why do you think we as readers and we as a public are fascinated with that story of Atlantis?
You know, I don't know entirely. Certainly, we've grown up in a culture that's drenched with the idea of Adam and Eve and Eden and original sin, that there was once a paradisal garden in which everything was perfect and our relationship to a higher power was perfect, and that somehow this was ruined and ruined by us. And I think the Atlantis myth has always had echoes of that same idea, that there was once this powerful and great kingdom, and it misused its power somehow, analogous to original sin, and was destroyed in a day or in a night, and all we have left is the legend of that perfection. And as a matter of fact, one aspect I didn't like about the Atlantis myth was that concept that Atlantis had brought itself down through its own sins, and I didn't use that aspect of the myth.
What did you do instead?
Well, they don't do it. I don't want to give away the plot,
sure.
But they're not destroyed through their own sins.
Right.
You know, they're a vision of perfection that somebody else perhaps wants to destroy. It's a mystery in the book, but they certainly don't do anything wrong themselves, you know. And that's how I always viewed Atlantis. My interest was to present a possible Atlantis. I love fictions and movies in which people have done that. And I wanted to give my version of what this utopia might have been like and what it might have provided for people. And I'm also very much in love with the idea that there was such a civilization 13,000 years ago or 12,000 years ago, and there are cultural traces to this day of that civilization, which perhaps was destroyed by a great rise in sea level. You know, many, many catastrophe theory people believe this, that there was a huge rise in the sea level 12,000 years ago, and coastlands all over the world were inundated, and some great civilization did perish at that time, and it did leave behind survivors and teachers who influenced our myths and our religions and our culture all through the Middle East and India and even the New World.
When you talk about bringing Lestat into that equation, obviously this is a character you have written about so much and I assume know so well. So what is it like to take that character and match it with such an interesting backstory?
Well, from the beginning, this character, from the very first time that I wrote his story in The Vampire Lestat, he has been searching for the history and the origin of the vampires. That is what he has always been looking for. And he's determined to be a hero, the hero of his own life, in spite of having been made a vampire against his will. And this fits beautifully into his quest. This is yet another chapter in how the vampires evolved. And again, I can't talk too much about it without ruining the story, but Atlantis plays a deep role in helping him understand where the vampires came from.
In looking at that, in Lestat's search, are you ever satisfied that that story is, or do you see a time where you'll ever be satisfied that that story, Lestat's story, is complete?
No, I really don't. You know, I did for a while around 2003. I thought I was finished. I thought I had nothing more to say with Lestat. But the problem wasn't Lestat. It was me. I was in a period of grief. My husband had died. My son had gone to the West Coast to become a screenwriter. I was alone in New Orleans. I was in a period of deep reflection. But years passed, and Lestat came back to me. I came back to him. It was a love affair. And that was with the book Prince Lestat in 2014. And for me, that was what Hollywood calls the reboot of a franchise. You know, I rebooted this franchise that was in my soul with these new Prince Lestat novels. And there's now two of them, and I'm going to write a third, which flows directly from this. So I'm very happy to have Lestat back. I'm very happy to be reaching from my reality and my important questions and my novelistic voice through Lestat again. Very happy.
And it must be gratifying to know that there is an audience still there.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, I can't tell you. It's been, as a matter of fact, this novel's being, I'm so grateful. It is being received actually more positively than Prince Lestat was received. And I'm kind of mystified as to why that is, but it is just getting one really understanding review after another, and I'm very pleased. You know, usually my works polarize my readership. There are a lot of people who just hate the new book, you know, and they'll go into why they prefer some earlier book. And then there are people, of course, who embrace the new book, thank heaven, you know, and they do give it a chance with its innovations and so forth. But this time around, the majority are just truly going for this book, and I am as pleased and grateful as I am a little mystified.
Did you have to get used to that polarization of these are people who consider themselves fans of mine. Why do they have such an adverse reaction to this particular book?
Well, I did have to get used to it. I didn't understand it at first. And I did get it from the very beginning. I mean, even when I wrote The Vampire Lestat, there were people who wrote me very angry and unpleasant letters about how they did not like that book and did not think I should have written a sequel to Interview with the Vampire. The same thing happened with Queen of the Damned. You know, that book sold very, very well, but there were people who told me it was a failure, that they didn't like it, they didn't want those characters. And each time I found it kind of jarring and upsetting, but what I've come to understand is what series writers all understand. You don't have a consensus when you're writing a series. You're always going to have people, and especially in the internet age, you're going to have people who want to express their views on the direction that you're taking and feel very strongly about it. And in a way, it's all very complimentary because they care about your characters.
I'm curious, just how soon into this project did you know that there would be a third, that something could flow directly out of this?
I think I knew it all along. I think I've been aware for years, as I write books, that other books can grow out of those books. And it's natural for me to think somewhat about future books as I write. I
sure.
Really do put everything into the book of the moment, and I don't try to leave anything for another book. I think you have to tell all you know when you're writing. You have to give every book everything you've got. But there are always in the back of my mind these feelings about, well, I could go on about that. I can't hear, but maybe in another book, you know, or what about this? What about the other view of this by the other character? So I'm always aware of it, but really right at the end, I left this book wanting to go right into another book.
It's hard to believe that it's been 40 years since you started with Interview with the Remember. That's unbelievable.
It really is. It certainly is. I never planned it, that's for sure.
but not a bad way, not a bad legacy to have.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm thrilled. I mean, with me, writing is so instinctive. It's so emotional. There's so much trust to the subconscious, trust to the heart, trust to feeling, that, again, I'm grateful that it's worked out this way, that whatever, however I've done this, and I don't fully understand how I've done anything, really, it has resulted in a character like Lestat that people do embrace, and I embrace this character. I love him. I have a bond with this character that I don't have with any other fictional character I've ever been able to construct.
Well, the new novel is Prince Lestat and the Realms of Atlantis. It is published by Knopf. Anne Rice, it's always a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it very much.
Always a delight. Thank you. Again, the new novel is Prince Lestat and the Realms of Atlantis. It's published by Knopf. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.